"Switch on the lights!" shouted Mr. Wonka. And suddenly on came the lights, and the whole tunnel was brilliantly lit up, and Charlie could see that they were indeed inside a gigantic pipe, and the great upward curving walls of the pipe were pure white and spotlessly clean. The river of chocolate was flowing very fast inside the pipe, and the Oompa Loompas were all rowing like mad, and the boat was rocketing along at a furious pace. Mr. Wonka was jumping up and down in the back of the boat and calling to the rowers to row faster and faster still. He seemed to love the sensation of whizzing through a white tunnel in a pink boat on a chocolate river, and he clapped his hands and laughed and kept glancing at his passengers to see if they were enjoying it as much as he. "Look, Grandpa!" cried Charlie. "There's a door in the wall!" It was a green door, and it was set into the wall of the tunnel just above the level of the river. As they flashed past it, there was just enough time to read the writing on the door. "Storeroom number 54," it said. "All the creams. Dairy cream, whipped cream, violet cream, coffee cream, pineapple cream, vanilla cream and hair cream." "Air cream?" cried Mike TV. "You don't use air cream?" "Row on," shouted Mr. Wonka. "There's no time to answer silly questions." They streaked past a black door. "Storeroom number 71," it said on it. "Whips, all shapes and sizes."
"Whips!" cried Veruca Salt. "What on earth do you use whips for?"
"For whipping cream, of course," said Mr. Wonka. "How can you whip cream without whips? Row on, please." They passed a yellow door, on which it said, "Storeroom number 77. All the beans. Cacao beans, coffee beans, jelly beans and has-beans."
"Has-beans!" cried Violet Beauregard.
"You won yourself," said Mr. Wonka. "There's no time for arguing. Press on, press on." But 5 seconds later, when a bright red door came into sight ahead, he suddenly waved his gold-topped cane in the air and shouted, "Stop the boat!" When Mr. Wonka shouted, "Stop the boat!" the Oompa Loompas jammed their oars into the river and backed water furiously. The boat stopped. The Oompa Loompas guided the boat alongside the red door. On the door it said, "Inventing room. Private. Keep out." Mr. Wonka took a key from his pocket, leaned over the side of the boat and put the key in the keyhole. "This is the most important room in the entire factory," he said. "All my most secret new inventions are cooking and simmering in here. But now, listen to me. I want no messing about when you go in, no touching, no meddling, and no tasting. Is that agreed?" "Yes, yes," the children cried. "We won't touch a thing." "Up to now," Mr. Wonka said, "nobody else, not even an Oompa Loompa, has ever been allowed in here." He opened the door and stepped out of the boat into the room. The four children and their parents all scrambled after him. "Don't touch," shouted Mr. Wonka, "and don't knock anything over." Charlie Bucket stared around the gigantic room in which he now found himself. The place was like a witch's kitchen. All about him black metal pots were boiling and bubbling on huge stoves, and kettles were hissing, and pans were sizzling, and strange iron machines were clanking and spluttering, and there were pipes running all over the ceiling and walls, and the whole place was filled with smoke and steam and delicious, rich smells. Mr. Wonka himself had suddenly become even more excited than usual, and anyone could see that this was the room he loved best of all. He was hopping about among the saucepans and the machines like a child among his Christmas presents, not knowing which thing to look at first. He lifted the lid from a huge pot and took a sniff. Then he rushed over and dipped a finger into a barrel of sticky yellow stuff and had a taste. Then he peered anxiously through the glass door of a gigantic oven, rubbing his hands and cackling with delight at what he saw inside. Then he ran over to another machine, a small, tiny affair that kept going fut, 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 fut. And every time it went fut, a large green marble dropped out of it into a basket on the floor. At least, it looked like a marble.
"Everlasting gobstoppers," cried Mr. Wonka proudly. "They're completely new. I'm inventing them for children who are given very little pocket money. You can put an everlasting gobstopper in your mouth, and you can suck it and suck it and suck it and suck it, and it will never get any smaller. They never disappear. Never. At least, I don't think they do. There's one of them being tested this very moment in the testing room next door. An Oompa Loompa is sucking it. He's been sucking it for nearly a year now without stopping, and it's still just as good as ever."